This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. God, continue to speak your truth to us in love. Give us the grace and the strength that we might hear it the same way. Amen. So a couple is driving in their brand new car. And the wife speaks up and says, "You know, honey, if it weren't for my money, we probably wouldn't have this new car." The husband says nothing. They pull into their driveway, and the wife says, looking at their beautiful new home, "You know, honey, if it weren't for my money, we wouldn't have this new house." The husband says nothing. They go inside the house, and the wife says, looking at all the beautiful furniture and all the brand new plush carpet and the swimming pool out back, and she says again, "You know, honey, if it weren't for my money, we wouldn't be here." Then they sit down in front of their brand new, state-of-the-art, theatrical TV flat screen. And again, she says, "You know, if it weren't for my money, we wouldn't be here right now with this." And the husband's had enough. He turns to her and says, "You know, honey, if it weren't for your money, I wouldn't be here." To be fair, years ago, I told that anecdote and reversed the husband and wife. So today, turnabout fair play. What are we looking for? That is what is going on in the first reading. It's what Paul is calling to the Ephesians to look for the right things. And it's certainly what Jesus' point is today in the gospel. What are we looking for? Now, I have lived in Boynton Beach since 1992. And when we came here, there was this incredible pasta pizza restaurant down at Atlantic and Fifth Avenue. And they had the best pizza ever. And one day, they're gone. Now what? Then we find this incredible Chinese restaurant, Fon Shan, up in Hypoluxo in Congress. The best Chinese food everywhere. And all of a sudden, during the pandemic, they're gone. Tri Tai by Pat over there on Federal, where the Christ Fellowship has their church now. Greatest Thai food anywhere, and all of a sudden, they're gone. And so we try to recreate, where can we find this food that we're looking for? These favorite dishes that we want to recreate. And it's the same that's going on here in the gospel today. Jesus has fed him with this bread and this fish. And they want more, but they just want more of the same. They don't get it that Jesus is about more than physical feeding. That yes, there is this assurance that even as we hear in Matthew's gospel, that, you know, look how God takes care of the birds of the air and the flowers in the field. He's going to take care of you, so stop worrying. But there's more than this physical that God is about. It is about this opportunity to get this true bread, this true nourishment in our depths of our souls through Jesus himself come down from heaven. I am the living bread. It's a bit about ego today, E-G-O. And we can start with David's ego as we enter into the next chapter of the soap opera that we ended last week, with David having an affair with Bathsheba. And notice they don't even mention her by name. They continue to call her the wife of Uriah, sort of as a reminder to us, you slept with this man's wife, and you had him killed. And so we have David's ego going on, and if you remember in the prior story chapter, it's David that is always calling these people to come to him, but it gets reversed today. God sends Nathan to David. And now you talk about speaking the truth in love. So Nathan tells that little parable. And of course, David has that reaction. How could you kill this one sheep? And Nathan says, that's what you just did. And it all comes crashing down. David finally gets to a point of realizing the bad things he has done. And if we remember this whole story of Samuel that we started with chapter 1 way back, a couple months ago it seems, we had the ego of the people of Israel crying out to Samuel as the last judge ruling the people of Israel, saying, hey, we don't want judges anymore. All these other places, they've got kings. We want a king. And so God ends up saying, you want a king? Okay, give him a king, but you know, this is not going to be good. And we know the troubles and the toils they go through and the ups and downs of their lives. And of course, we get to understand that, yes, none of them is perfect, including David. Yet God can still work through that. It is their ego that sort of almost thwarts what God wants to do in their lives, but God in God's wisdom can overcome all of that. Then we get to Paul, and Paul gives that great line in here about Ephesians. And remember, he's in jail in Rome. He doesn't think he's ever going to make it back to see them again. And so he talks about speaking the truth in love. This is what Nathan does with the voice of God for David. This is what Jesus is doing today. Very truly, I tell you, whenever you see or read that in the Gospels, you know that something very important is going to be said thereafter by Jesus. Truly, truly, I tell you in some versions. Whatever is going to come after that, that's going to be really important. And so today, Jesus starts these I statements. I in Greek, we know as ego. So Latin. And the idea here goes back to the Old Testament when God appears at the burning bush. And Moses says, well, what am I going to tell these people? And he says to him, well, tell them I am. Ego. I am. So when Jesus uses these words, I am, it's a direct reference back to this, that he's hoping that they're going to start to understand this is God. This is not about some miraculous meal that you can get. Call Uber Eats if you want more of that bread. But there's something more special here. I am the living bread. I am the one sent down from God. And so he starts this, and he's going to go into several different of these, what are called the I am statements in John's gospel. This is the first. I am the bread of life. They don't get it. They don't get it. It's going to be some time the crowds are going to start to dwindle away a bit because they're not about where Jesus wants to take them. It's not about just having that favorite dish one more time. It's about Jesus wanting to open them up to so much more when they will welcome his approach to life and to their way of loving. So God is full of surprises. The challenge we have is we can be very comfortable where we are. And I would say, even in our own situation here, we've been very comfortable for quite a while. But I believe God has some special things in store. You know, Dee completed her ministry this past week. It was hard for her not to be here this morning. She'll be at Unplugged, but she wanted to stay away from the 9:30 today. But now we've got Sue, who brings some incredible gifts, and God has some great things in store for our children's ministry. Our youth ministry, Justin Uman and Tammy and the volunteer crew that have come forward and are planning some new and innovative things that we have never done. And we are blessed now that Katie Paquette, she gave our senior sermon this year. She's now coming forward on a part-time basis to help with the organization of our youth program. Some incredible things. Not the same as they used to be, but perhaps in God's way, what we need for this time in our lives. Next Sunday, a new face will be up here with me, Mother Mary Ellen Cassini. Our new associate priest will be here. Incredible gifts she will bring. Different, but incredible gifts. So we can't just keep looking for the same food. But God is going to feed us with some incredible spiritual food. I want to tell one of my favorite little anecdotal stories today. And it comes from I Am the Bread of Life because it's one of our communion hymns today. And there was a Roman Catholic nun by the name of Susie Tulin. And she was a music teacher, and she was a bit of a composer, and she was teaching in a girls' high school, a Catholic high school. And during one of her free periods, she started playing on the piano and writing a tune. And when the class period ended, she decided it's not any good. She crumbled it up and threw it in the waste paper can. Her classroom was right next to the infirmary. And when she went to see one of the girls who was in the infirmary sick, the girl immediately said, "What was that you were playing and singing? It was so beautiful." And after that, Sister Tulin goes back to the waste can and pulls out the crumbled piece of paper. And it was the words and the music to I Am the Bread of Life. God can use us, but not in ways that we might expect. So, as we ask God for things to feed us, let's open ourselves up. Because God knows what we truly need. And very truly, he will give it to us. Amen.